Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. GR Silver is focused in Mexico, Sinaloa, Mexico. The company holds the Plomosas project. And we're going to start off just by outlining the project because I know some of our longtime listeners would remember GR Silver Mining as having the San Marcial project and then adding on this Plomosas project and then also adding in this La Trinidad project, which was more or less the gap area between San Marcial and Plomosas. Now the company, for simplicity's sake, is calling all of these projects, they're putting it under the Plomosas project brand, but when we see an updated resource, we will still have these different areas that encompass, well, the San Marcial project, as well as the Plomosas project, and maybe La Trinidad as well, if you can get enough drilling into that area. Marcio, start us off just by explaining the, in a way, rebranding under simply the Plomosas project, combining these three projects into one.
Thank you, Corey. It's important for the audience to be informed that in the past, all the projects that you named, they were separate. There was a gap from Plomosas project and San Marcial. But with the acquisition of Trinidad concessions, which were the Trinidad project, everything is touching each other now. And also we control the whole trend from San Marcial all the way to Plomosas, 100% control. So the company made a decision to make it easier to really brand everything together as Plomosas project. And everything that's inside the previous concessions of the individual projects makes one single project. In the future resource estimation or updates, everything is going to be together. San Marcial area, Plomosas mine area, San Juan area, and if you do some work in Trinidad, Trinidad as well.
Well, Marcio, let's talk about the news that came out recently from the exploration at the San Marcial area. And on the 17th, which is yesterday, you put out that you had a drill hit of 18.5 meters at 773 grams per ton silver, including 1,792 grams per ton silver over 5 meters. So a very high grade intercept there, part of a larger intercept. What did you take away from this recent drilling you did at San Marcial?
When we bought this property 3 years ago and we entered an option, we realized that everybody told us that there was no continuity of the mineralization down deep. It was just a shallow, high-grade, wide breccia, very good for open pit. But as we did a very systematic work for 12 months with all the geologists, we finished the geophysical survey last year, very extensive, all over the resource area. We realized, yes, you might have some extensions down deep. We invested material money in the tunnel, put a drill hole station, and we drilled already 8 drill holes. 3 were released yesterday, proving our concept and what we thought would be true, that the San Marcial silver-rich breccia, because it's predominantly silver, continues down deep. In the past, we had probably 200, 250 meters down deep of confirmation. Now we are confirming up to 420 meters below the surface, making very attractive the combo, open pit potential and underground, with both showing very attractive grades and potential economics.
So Marcio, let's talk about what the expanded zone looks like then, because within this news release, it did say the results extended mineralization from initially 250 meters to approximately 420 meters down dip from surface. What was the overall resource size here initially, and elaborate a little bit more on now the extension, meter-wise, of this mineralization?
The resource estimate that was published in 2019, the block model covered from 0 to 250 meters below the surface. The breccia is 10, 50 meters wide, average grade up to 180, 200 grams per ton silver. Some zones are 80. Some spots were high grade, a couple of kilos of silver, but never drilled below the 250 meters below the bottom of the resource. So think about the block model that is the current resource on this 250 meters down deep, or from the surface to 250 meters, 40 million ounces of silver, or in equivalent, 47 million ounces of silver equivalent. We are adding now more close to 180, close to 200 meters down deep. Is a material increase in down deep extension. And some extensions along the strike. So we are very excited of the ability of more drilling maybe in the next couple of months, once we receive the additional 5 holes, have a good case for a resource update at San Marcial in 2022.
Well, Marcio, are you also encouraged by how wide some of these intercepts are? Just by looking at them, you know, when we think about silver mining in Mexico, a lot of time people are putting out results that are over 1.5 to 3 meters. Some of these wider intercepts are pretty encouraging. Does that change the way you may look at a block model and a resource estimate?
For sure. What really we like is because it's like 18 meters of consistent presence of more than 1 kilo of silver in many samples. This is not a case of one super high grade and we diluting over a wide interval. We have like 7 or 8 samples that consistently show that the San Marcial Brecha has more than 1 kilo of silver on those intervals. Of course, there's one sample that it's 4 kilos of silver in that sample, 1 meter long. But overall, that makes us very excited and showing that there's a structural control, and now we are better positioned to use the same drill station or the same underground development to put more holes in the next couple months.
So as you mentioned, Marcio, you still have 5 holes at the assay labs waiting to come back. But early on here, you do sound very confident with this drilling. And this was the first time ever that an underground program was done here at San Marcial. You make the comment within the news release that I want you to elaborate on here. You say, these results also suggest that a compilation of modern and historical data combined with advanced geophysical modeling has been successful in targeting higher grade mineralization on the project. What does this all mean in terms of the work that's gone into targeting this zone and then moving forward with other targets on the project?
It means that the geological staff, I would like to congratulate them, spent a lot of time doing structural mapping and looking at the data in 3D, all the geophysical survey, and say, we should put some holes more oriented in these particular locations to test some theories about potential ore shoots. And the drill hole number 3 is the case of them. It's a successful hole. The other 5, some of them are testing some controls as well, similar to the drill hole number 3. I'm very optimistic to see the results of those.
Well, as you await some of those 3D models to get finished up and you keep vectoring in on new targets, do you have a rough idea for 2022 about how many meters you'll be drilling and where the focus will be moving forward?
As meters, not yet. As focus, as area that you are concentrating the work. Of course, the San Marcial deposit or breccia for sure is an area that is going to take a lot of our time. And important to say that the gold zone that is wide, much lower grade on the footwall, which is a discovery based on geophysics. We put some drill holes deeper from the underground. It's going to be an area that we are going to test. And in addition to that, we are drilling the infield drilling to remove the zeros from the resource estimation at the Plomosas mine area in San Juan, aiming to move the grade from the 180 grams per ton silver equivalent more close to the 300 grams per ton silver equivalent, which was the historic average production, average grade for that mine. And those are the areas. A small portion of the budget that we are in discussion is to drill in the vicinities, very close to the resources. So we keep expanding resources if shallow drilling along the strike.
So Marcio, what's news flow going to look like in terms of results from certain areas? I'm guessing the other drill holes, those 5 other ones from the San Marcial area, those are coming, but what other news flow is coming, even considering potentially updating the resource or even looking at economics?
There'll be likely some more drill holes and surface sampling from the Loma Dorada area. Why? Because we believe the Loma Dorada has a good chance to connect with La Colorada and create a more long target, 1.2 kilometers long. There'll be drill holes from the infield drilling, and of course the drill holes that are pending from the San Marcial. From the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, a good chance to have constant news flow.
Well, as we move into this continued exploration, can you just remind everybody what kind of cash the company has in the treasury and roughly what the budget will be for this year?
As today, we have around $4 million, so that's what we are doing now. With the 3 drill rigs that we own and operate, and we can do at much lower cost, you'll be drilling our work.
All right, Marcio. Well, some very encouraging drill results here, but It sounds like still a lot of drilling to be done. And on top of that, continuing to kind of update the resource, grow those resources. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Marcio, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver. We will be following up on the back of some more news. So, Marcio, thank you for the update today.
Thank you.